your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Got some similarities in the economies of both America and mainland China, and those similar problems are dealing primarily with the inflation in both of the countries. Jimmy, you want to chat about that a little bit?
Well, yeah, partly. I mean, it is a global phenomenon right now with inflation, and that's primarily because of overspending. And what the Chinese have done, okay, you know, you talked earlier in the previous segment about one country doing what others and how they spread to that. You know, most of the world right now is in deficit spending, right? They're spending more than they're actually taking in
just
revenues.
Like people.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the case, and that's having a big impact on the economy. The Chinese are doing tremendous amount of defense spending, and part of that is to rattle sabers over Taiwan. Part of it is to ensure the stability of their government. Their defense spending is significantly embedded into overall government spending, and it's hard to distinguish how much they're spending. But if you even say that they're spending one-fourth of the amount that the United States is, what some estimates say, you know, we're at about $800 billion, and they're about $250 billion, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. That does not include a lot of civil programs that are designed for defense in the Chinese system. That focus and that spending targets a specific area. The United States defense spending covers programs throughout the world. So it's a very powerful amount of money, a large amount of money into very specific objectives. So that's always a problem. That is causing deficit spending. They are having economic problems. And of course, the United States, we've now come to $2 trillion in deficit this year alone, putting our overall national debt somewhere around $33 trillion. This is driving up. Obviously, you're having to print more money in order to, you know, pay down your bills, but that's causing the price of bonds to go up as the inflation increases, and the government has to pay more money on that debt. Uh-huh. So these are significant impacts that are comparable, not just in the U.S. and China, but also in Europe and the rest of the world that's really the G20 group of most powerful economies around the world. They're all facing the same problems because of stupid governance, if you will.
Yes, we are. I agree 100%, Jim.
Yeah, and if we go down and we talk about inflation in the United States, you know, the Bidenomics plan that the administration's been talking about says, oh, they're being successful. Well, inflation rose again with the latest numbers. So the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, is up 0.6%. That's a problem, but the core inflation is up 0.3%, and that's a significant problem, and that's 4.3% year over year. That has a big impact, again, on the debt, on, you know, what the Fed's going to do. They're going to make a decision, I think, in the next 2 weeks on whether they're going to raise rates. Many speculate that they won't raise them this quarter. They're going to wait a little bit. But ultimately, the economic problems are becoming quite severe, and they're not going to get better based on any of the policies that the current Biden administration, or actually anyone around the world, is taking, because they're all spending more than they can take in.
Right. I personally think, Jimmy, we're headed for a major international crash, and I think that's going to happen sooner rather than later. My reasoning is based on one thing, Jim, and that is all of the economies of the world really are doing very poorly right now.
Yes, and you can't trust the data or the statistics that are being provided, because they are now politically geared and driven in order to support political narratives. And that is incredibly dangerous when you're trying to make decisions in a free market. It's not possible to make good business decisions
in a market
where the information is fraudulent. It is going to be problematic.
And when you get people like Jim.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off there, Al.
No, I'm saying I agree 1,000% with you. It's just not going to get any better, I don't think. And I think the only thing our listeners really must be aware of is to get ready for perhaps some very difficult economic times, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want to be spending on your credit cards. You don't want to be taking out additional debt with high rates out there. You definitely want to be thinking about how to protect yourself and be prepared for problems, because we've got problems with our energy sector. And if we have a cold winter again, that's going to be a real problem. We know that energy prices, the reason why the CPI is up because of a spike in energy prices. And what is the Biden administration doing? Jennifer Granholm, the Secretary of Energy, and of course the advisors, what did they do? They had Biden shut down leases on ANWR, the Alaska National Wildlife Reserve, for oil drilling, which means that the investors and the companies drilling for oil don't have the opportunity to actually increase supply in the U.S., which means buying from overseas, and those prices are going up. That's going to be problematic to us, this push to wind and solar and all the grids that are dependent on some of those resources. Those are very problematic. That's going to be a problem. Energy drives the economy ultimately, and we're just seeing a complete disaster in policy to meet bogus climate agendas that are actually fraudulent and more becoming more and more apparent to many. But the incompetent political hacks that are running most of the decision making inside Washington right now are going to push us into
disaster. More and more people are saying that, Jim. You know, I want to close out this particular short segment by really emphasizing the fact that the economy of the world is really, when you look at the Cold War that's going on between us and Russia, the very definite Cold War that's going on between America and China and other parts of the world, when you realize that, you realize how tenuous the economic situation is on planet Earth right now for all of the countries. Jimmy, a minute left. Why don't you wrap it up?
Yeah, so I do want to point out a very specific comment in congressional hearing from the Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm. When asked about the impact of the ANWR reserves being shut down, her comment was it has no impact on oil prices.
Uh-huh.
That is an absolute incompetent lie or a deception. When you reduce potential inventory or direct inventory, it's going to have an impact. And it's going to have a very big impact on speculative markets. And so those are driving up prices. There's no way that we're going to avoid some of these problems because of the policies this administration has set forward. They continue spending and they continue lying to the American people and giving false statistics. Yeah. Every single BLS statistic on labor had to be adjusted downward on jobs over the last quarter. So
no,
it's a very big problem.
Jim, you got to take a break for the top of the hour news. We will be right back with a couple more segments.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.